you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I wonder if anybody's ever had to come to me and ask me, like, Olin, tell us what you think. You know, don't sugarcoat me.
Olin Krutz.
If the guy didn't want to fight me at some point during the game, I am not playing hard enough.
14-year NFL veteran.
I know if Olin's speaking, it's going to be the truth. It's going to be what he sees, and it's probably going to be right.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Always doing something instead of getting somebody for your offensive line, right? Giving your tight end $50 million and then giving another tight end some more money. Signing a running back to money. And then when it all falls apart, guess what we all scream? The offensive line! Yeah, I know, guys. I know, but that's not the way the team was built.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Pat, as you know, I'm pro Tevin Jenkins at right guard.
I think you have to consider moving Tevin Jenkins to the right side.
You know, we've heard David Hall talk about moving Tevin Jenkins to right guard. That was a joke.
I heard you guys talking about maybe move Tevin Jenkins to right guard. David, you're only about 5 months behind me, but that's okay. You want to steal that? Go ahead. It's your idea now.
Olin Krutz's dedication to the Chicago Bears was unwavering, making history during his 13 years with the team and solidifying his place in Chicago sports history.
Put him in the Hall of Fame!
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We got the shout-out from Doug Kramer for Olin Krutz earlier this week when Doug was on the show. I'm glad that I was an early adopter of the idea of putting the Nasty Boys together on the right side of the Bears line. Olin Krutz joins us on the Spiegel and Holmes show. What's up, O?
What's up, guys? Struggling a little bit with my voice, yelling at kids, playing offensive line to get their pads low. So we'll make it through this, though.
Yes. Okay, well, make sure you save it up because I am excited about Sunday because Sunday I get to sit in for Mully on our pre- and post-game show, the local Ford dealers pre-game show, right here on 670 The Score, which is presented by Aurelio's. I'm filling in for Mully. Olin will be there. Patrick Manley will be there. We'll be live at Wonderverse in Oak Brook, and we'll get you set for the game. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have a good time. Brought to you by the folks at Sony Pictures, Wonderverse, and TimberTech Decking and Railing. So, yeah, we're going to have a fun time. This is an interesting game to me, O, and I'd love to know what it is that you find interesting about it, if anything at all.
Yeah, it's just the continued growth of the offense, right, and watching them play. It's funny because you almost want the defense to struggle and see if this offense can win a game for us, right, if they can move the ball and put the ball in the end zone against a defense that doesn't look like they can stop anybody, right? They have a lot of injuries. I know that linebackers are out. I saw when I was coming to this week, guys, because in the first week against the Titans, against Devondre Sweat, he really dominated that game. And all the way through this first week, I kept seeing the Panthers. I kept thinking, man, Derrick Brown is going to be a problem. Right? You guys remember Derrick Brown, their defensive tackle, and then he was out. So that made me feel a lot better about this game. I guess he's been on IR. Hopefully he's a great player. Hopefully he gets back soon. But the Chicago Bears match up pretty well against this defense. Can we get this offense moving in the right direction? I heard you guys talking about get the ball down the field, start to get some of those more completions. You know, how Caleb has not been doing well in that area of his game. So put points on the board. Can our defense continue to dominate at home? I think right now in our wins, I think we're +4 in the turnover battle, and our losses were -2. So it's not complicated how you win at home, how you beat a team like the Carolina Panthers, right? So just to see them do that, win this football game and keep this team moving in the right direction.
Let's go backwards a little before we go forwards, Olin. When when Doug Kramer was out there and they ran what apparently is known as God's play there.
In God's play down there, it was pretty good.
Yeah. What's that, O?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Power O is God's play. Of course it is.
Of course it is. So.
Yes. Whenever they ask me on the sideline, it could be any situation, guys. I'm the offensive line coach. What should we run? Power O. Olin is 30-15. I don't care. Run power O.
I saw you tweeted during the game, Olin. You said, yes. That's the play with an exclamation point, man.
That's it. That's what we want to run. That will solve, I tell you what, man, that solves a lot of problems. It'll solve your marriage problems. It'll solve everything for you. You just run power O. If you can't draw a power O, you don't even know football. I promise you.
Well, it's also, I have to imagine.
It's a gap play. It's an A-gap play. Okay, inside error. Man on to inside error. Everybody coming down. Pad on the pad, moving people off the ball. Let's go.
Is Carmel Catholic run it? You guys run it?
Listen to me. If we don't run it, I don't show up. Okay? If we don't run it, I don't. We ran it last week about 25 times.
See, that's beautiful, because I got to think, you talk about the mentality. We talked about it so much over the first few weeks, what they weren't doing. Show me that you can run it down their throat. Show me that you're physical. This is a scheme to support that mentality and make a team feel like they're strong and tough, doesn't it?
Yeah, build the culture. But listen now, again, you said let's back up. So let's back all the way up. You got Keenan Allen, right? You got DeAndre Swift, great game last week. Right, you got Romo Odunze and you got DJ Moore. There's a lot of ways to put points on the board, and I understand what they were trying to do early on, but they didn't have Keenan Allen. And remember, before they ran power roll, who had pass interference in the end zone? Keenan Allen. Right? That's who they missed. Right? They missed having those guys out there. When they had their 36-yard run, guess who was on the field, guys? DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Romo Odunze, Cole Kmet. It was a light box. Only six guys in the box. We call it a light box. That means we have as many blockers as they have defenders. They can't outnumber us. You want to know why? They're scared. They're scared to get beat over the top by these receivers that the Bears put together. For one week with the punter, with the receivers, with the run game, with the defense, with Montez Sweat causing a fumble. For 1 week, guys, the plan that Ryan Poles put up on the grease board. We saw it, right? For 1 week, we saw, okay, this is how they thought they were going to win football games.
So how do they follow up on that? If you're Shane Waldron and you say this is successful, we got 170 scrimmage yards from DeAndre Swift in this game, how do they not forget that going into this game with Carolina?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Lawrence, because I don't know what you guys thought when you watched it, but I thought it hit me when I watched DeAndre Swift. When I watched him, I said, okay, maybe he gets going. Remember, when did he get going? When did he get warmed up? They always say, get your running back lathered up.
After
right?
a couple he of receptions.
Yes, he got lathered up after that screen. Remember, they hit the screen before the 2 minute when they got the field goal. Big field goal there in Caleb Williams' career, right? A minute and 1 second left. Take your team down. Get a field goal. Big drive. Those are the drives we're looking for. That's the drives why Justin Fields is in Pittsburgh. Remember, we talked about that a lot, right? DeAndre Swift took that screen and a couple of checkdowns, and they got him going. And then he started running the ball because earlier in the game, they gave him that inside zone with Cole Kmet. They call that faxing back. He's coming back across the line. They gave him that, and he bounced outside. And he saw Caleb Williams throw his hand up, like, go straight forward, right? Like, get downhill. Same thing Eberflus talked about. But they got him going a little more comfortable, and all of a sudden he started hitting that downhill. So maybe a little earlier in the game, right, a couple checkdowns, a couple screens. Get him lathered up that way. Maybe that's the way DeAndre Swift gets into the game and get this offensive line a little more advantages, right? We always talk about screens, move the pockets. I'm telling you now, Keenan Allen, I talked about a lot, obviously, with his injury stuff, but he made a big difference on film. Just watching the film, him being available. I remember on that second play of the game, on that quick sticks route, him being available in the end zone for that pass interference, him getting blocks out there, him lining up, back that defense up just a little more. Now, I know the Rams defense, they're not world beaters. They don't have a lot of guys. Same thing with the Carolina defense, but you can only play who they line up on Sunday, and you take their wins as they come.
Olin Krutz with us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. If they've been working on an outside zone run scheme for all of training camp and all of the first 3 weeks of the season, and then they pivot like they seemed to last week and ran a bunch of inside zone, how difficult is that for the offensive line? What kind of ask is that for offensive line to pivot in the middle of a year like that?
Not a big ask, Meg. They're working on three very basic concepts, I'm sure. Outside zone, inside zone, and their power scheme, which they call God's play, right, which is just a gap scheme. This offensive line, right, with Darnell Wright, Nate Davis comes in, right, Pryor, big guy, Braxton Jones, Coleman Shelton, get them moving downhill a little bit more, make that defense pack in, and then you can hit the edges. Remember, last week they didn't just run inside zone, right, because what opened up that inside zone, I heard you guys play the defender from Carolina. They were doing a read option. And Caleb kept a couple of them, right? He kept a couple. He got some good yards there. And he's just making the defense, the linebackers, sit just a little bit longer, guys. You just want those linebackers to give them a couple different reads. Make them hesitate just a little bit. Give your O-line just 1 second to get up there. You don't want guys just flying downhill at you, right? So they put a question mark in that defense's head. Is he handing it off? Is he keeping it? Cole Komet's coming back, hitting it. All that stuff plays into your run game, right? And then you saw the play action pass come alive, right? They went to that I formation with Cole Komet at fullback to start the second half, right? To those concepts. And Cole Komet released through the B gap and ran out route and caught a nice little pass there. Now the linebackers say, man, they line up in this, it's not just run. They line up in this, it's not just, DeAndre Swift's going to hit the middle of the defense. Caleb Williams may keep it and go outside. So now you got them guessing a little bit. Nice job by the Bears offensive run game coaches to put that plan together last week. Get the O-line moving a little bit more downhill. They still hit a toss crack. DeAndre Swift outside the left side gained some yards. I think you guys probably remember it. It's when Keenan Allen clapped his hands because he missed that block, or she would have probably went to the house there. So they had a lot of different concepts up there. Speeds they're always working on. All their concepts, right? They have big guys. It's not like when you watch the Atlanta Falcons, right? The Atlanta Falcons run a lot of outside zone. They do a nice job, but their offensive line is not the biggest offensive line.
So
the Bears have a lot of big guys, so, right? They can come downhill at you.
So that's really helpful, Olin. So that quarterback keeper on the zone read where Caleb is looking at the edge, that pairs with the inside zone reads more than it does the outside zone reads? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, when it's shotgun, right? So what pairs with the outside zone when the back is directly behind the quarterback is those boots you see.
Okay.
Right? So the boots compare with the outside zone. When they're in gun and Caleb's eyes are on the defense and he's going to keep that pairs with the inside zone. That pairs with – they did run an inside zone from under center last week also. Now they can boot off of that also. So that's how you – that's the game plan for building that. Are you fake the handoff and you drop back right in the middle of the pocket, and that's when you take your shots.
Oh, there's a story that came out today where there are a bunch of players in the NFLPA wants to limit some of the access inside of the locker room. And as someone who covered the locker room and covered specifically your locker room, I get where the players are coming from on this. How do you feel about this, and how can the players and media – and the team make it work so that everyone kind of gets what they want out of this?
Yeah, it's always an interesting dynamic, Lawrence, as you know, from covering in the locker room that day. And sometimes me being on both sides, now I don't have to go cover the team or ask them any questions, right? From what I do, the film tells me all I need to know there. So it's not an easy job for you guys, right? And I understand because I was one of these guys that I didn't have time, man. Like, I got to get ready for the game. I got to go lift weights. I got to go in the ice tub. I go in the hot tub. I can use up every minute of my day at Halas Hall, right? So I'm going to the locker room, trying to get ready for practice. It's irritating sometimes, but you do understand that there's jobs to do, and this is how the league grows, and this is really where the money comes from, the fans and everyone interest in the game. So figuring it out, maybe limiting the access. I don't know how you would give them. I'm sure they would come up with some way where you would have access to the players to get the answers you need for the media to do their job. But how I feel about it, I don't really know how to feel about it. I just have to know what the plan is so the journalists can get their stories, right? And so it'll be hard. You remember we used to flicker the lights, you know, yeah, when it was time to get out.
And
all
Beat It
things.
Beat It would come on the speakers.
Beat It would come on. Michael Jackson, Beat It would come
play,
on.
You'd play Michael Jackson, Beat It, and flicker the lights, and that was the sign for the media to get the hell out of your room.
Well, we knew what time they had to leave, so when they were lingering a little too long, Michael Jackson would hit, Beat It, and then would flicker the lights and all those things. And some people didn't like it, but, you know,
some
it was
people were scared
fun.
By it. I thought it was funny.
No, well, hopefully we weren't scaring anybody, but it's interesting, you know. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So like, you would hear this, and, like, the lights would flicker, and then the guys would be like, and that would happen, like, we had 12:15 to 1 o'clock to be in there.
Yeah.
So about 12:58, this would start playing.
It's a little early, Olin.
Another thing is, those guys are so damn immature. You know what I mean?
Those guys in the locker room? Yeah. They're so immature.
I apologize for them. Animals.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know how those media bastards can be. Oh, wait a minute.
Those meathead football players, man.
What brought it to light was a couple guys naked on camera.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't want that either for players. Like, that's not good. But and Olin's underplaying this. Like, Olin was available. Like, it wasn't like Olin would just say no. Like,
I get you.
Olin would talk with us, and then he'd be like, get away. Well, and that totally made sense to me.
I understand. So what if the situation was this, Olin? What if they said, what if PR came to you and said, all right, guys, I know it's time to leave, but first we need you to go down a flight of stairs and go over here and be available for 15 minutes to the media. Please don't just sneak out the back. You know,
I think if it's explained, like, this is what we're doing instead of having them come in the locker room, right? I think if you explain to everybody, like, what's actually going on there, I think the players would actually like it, right? Okay, so they don't get to go in the locker room. I just have to go down there. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
But I can deal with that. Now I have my own space. Now the locker room is our space. No one can come in there. I don't have to worry about what's said, what's done, how we're acting. If they told me, if they explained it properly, like, look, guys, this is the exchange. This is what we're exchanging for this. You have to go down there. Here's your time. You got to go down there. But when you go in the locker room, no one's going to be in there. I can deal with that.
Yeah, I think that's the compromise. And I like the way that the NFL has it set up for the playoffs and for the Super Bowl, where you're right. Guys have their own space. And one of the things I was saying to Spiegs is that, and I'm looking at it from the perspective of someone that was in there covering the team, but there would be guys who couldn't get to their lock. Like, if you were another offensive lineman, when we talk to Olin, you might not be able to get to your locker because we know, everyone wants to hear what he has to say. So if you're those guys and you're trying to prep and you're trying to get back and forth from the shower to the locker or the training room to the locker, it makes life more difficult. And it does. I could see how it can feel like an invasion. So I like the idea of finding the compromise in this. And I think O's right. If you just kind of explain, this is the way that it's going to work. So you get the sanctuary of the locker room back, but you have to go give 10 minutes to the assembled media. Mm-hmm. Right. I actually think most guys would do it.
Might work out.
Yeah, and if you don't, you get fined. And they'll do it, right? If you do it that way, right? If you don't do it, you get fined. Like, that's, you know, that's what happens if you're late to practice. Happens if you lose your playbook. It happens if you're late to meetings. Same thing, right? That's where you get guys to do stuff.
So Carmel Catholic at Montini Catholic tonight. Mm-hmm. If it's 4th and 14, but you guys decide to go for it, what are you running?
Power O.
Power O?
Power O. Power O. Let's go tank. Let's go tank, right? Let's put an extra lineman in the game. Fullback. Actually, let's put all the backup linemen in the game, and let's run Power O.
Did you ever line up at fullback like Doug Kramer did? Olin,
he was snapping the ball.
That's for the backup center.
yeah. Olin was snapping the ball. That's a good point.
That's a good point. No, Speaks, I was good enough to play. Thank you very much. Noted.
Oh, good luck tonight, man. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Get out. Go away. Scary dancing. Scared you with the power of the dance moves.
Maybe by that point, I've already become an old salt, but I always thought it was hilarious. And you knew, like, it's like, okay, instead of looking around at your watch, you're looking for a clock.
Yeah.
You knew when you heard the beginning guitar riffs of Beat It, get your ass out of the lock. Finish up whatever it is that you're doing. Because for those of us who work in audio, with the lights flickering on and off, with you're going to get disoriented. And with Beat It playing, and seriously, guys going, ooh!
I would like to guess, Tanny, you and I can guess. Robbie's 11 years old, I believe. Tanny, you and I can guess. Who were some of the old salts that got pissed off at Beat It? I'll go first. John Moon Mullen. I'll go with Moon Mullen.
Not one bit.
No? All right,
never.
Good. Tanny, you got one? Anybody?
Moon was big into like the sanctuary of the locker room.
He respected it. Okay, good. I love Moon. I'm glad.
Moon was a good man.
I know.
Oh, my God, he was a good man.
I haven't thought of him in a while, right? He's a good dude.
I thought about him a couple weeks ago. It's funny because I was talking with Jack Silverstein about this a little bit.
He's got a new book, does Jack?
Yeah, Jack gets it. And I was thinking about Moon because I've gone through like a cigar shop, past a cigar shop out in the South Burbs. And I never had a cigar until I had a cigar with Moon in Bourbonnais. And so I was like,
that's
yeah.
A good first cigar for your life to remember.
Right?
That's really cool.
So we're there at Donlin's, and you know what it was like back in those days.
Absolutely. Donlin's is where the media used to all hang, and everybody would play bags.
And the players would hang out.
Yeah, players
there
would come too.
Olin would hang out at Donlin's, and you could talk to guys, and I'd play bags with Patrick Manley and Alex Brown and whoever else wanted to show up.
I hung out and talked baseball with Brad Biggs while he had a cigar.
Oh, Biggsy, underrated baseball guy.
Big time baseball guy. He's got a son who's a player.
Well, he was one. I believe Brad was a pitcher of some renown when he was growing up. So he loves baseball.
It's another fence mending role for you.
Oh.
You got a lot to do. Add it to your list.
Okay.
I think I heard friend of the show, not our show, but the morning show, Brad Big, not the afternoon show, mentioned that.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
Yeah, I think Big Z and I still follow each other.
Basically, I think the list we're putting together, some beefs have been created either by association or circumstance. I'll own the Schriffen one. But the Biggs one was definitely some association beef that that took place.
We can get to work on it. we can totally get to work on that. I want to say Biggs's wife worked at HF for a while,
okay,
too. So like,
yeah, whatever methods you need to go through, whatever. You got a lot on your plate. I know.
Look, if you're not listening to Biggs or reading his stuff, I don't know if you can actually even do this job.
You can't. You can't every day, every single day.
It's very important.
Whether he's on or not, I listen to.
All right, so Robbie, take notes. I have to work on my diplomacy on fixing the relationship between John Schriffen and the score.
Yes.
And this particular show and Brad Biggs.
This time slot and Brad Biggs.
Okay.
That's a lot on your plate.
Robbie?
It's fine. This is what I do.
Why do you type randomly for me when I make requests and not for
Lawrence? What did Lawrence say?
He said he wanted you work on your diplomacy.
All right. I also now have to also bridge the gap between Spiegs and Robbie. So I'm going to do that during this.
I'm invested in that beef. I'm emotionally invested. I think that beef is healthy for me. Screw you, Robbie.
Don't want to let that one go. For good reason.
Got to hold on to some. You know what I mean? You need one at least.
Spiegs and I had very different viewings of last week's game. We also are going to have very different viewings of this week's game. It's a role reversal a little bit. We'll explain next here on the Spin Up
Over Here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
If you're not listening to this show, then I don't know how you're hearing this. But if you're also not listening for other reasons, then you need to stop not listening, because this is a show you should be listening to.
Afternoons on the Score.
If that's not a promo, I don't know what is.
I believe the pregame show, postgame show, going to Wonderverse in Oak Brook next weekend.
Wonderful.
Out in Oak Brook at Wonderverse, that is where you will find my partner, Lawrence Holmes, joining Olin Krutz and Pat Manley. Lawrence will be filling in for Mully on the 670 The Score pregame show, brought to you by your local Ford dealers right out there in Oak Brook. And following the game, there'll be instant reaction from Wonderverse on the Great Clips postgame show, presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago. And TimberTech decking and railing, all of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. You got to be looking forward to hanging with Olin and Pat and then watching the game with them.
Very much so. It is strangely something that I am very accustomed to. Like, last week was completely out of my comfort zone of going to the game without a media pass. It's mm-hmm. like sitting in the stands. This is what I've done basically for the last 7 years, is watch Bears games with former Bears.
Right. So that you've done before.
Which is, it's one of my favorite things that I've done in my career.
That's really cool.
Because it's like going to grad school for football. Being able to, and what was great, like when we had the even balance over at NBC Sports Chicago, where it's Alex and Lance, and it's Olin and Matt. So I get offense and defense from those four guys.
Crazy.
And I'm getting, like, seeing like how each side of the ball, like the things that they always agree on versus like the things that an offensive mind thinks is different from a defensive mind, is amazing. So being able to watch the game with Olin, who I've been talking football with for over 20 years in one capacity or another, and being in the locker room.
Getting rushed out of the locker room with Beat It.
Yeah, and Olin and I would disagree on stuff. Like when I was a reporter, it's one of the reasons why I have so much respect for him, because he would always, if we disagreed, even if he disagreed vehemently with me on something, he would say, "This is why I disagree with you. You need to be better at your job." and then I would go and I would be like, "I get where you're coming from." And those were my favorite relationships in the locker room.
That's awesome.
So being able to have input from those guys, and I mean, now it's fair to say that a bunch of the guys that I covered are my friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's great, because there's still so much that I might be able to tell you on a replay, or I might be able to tell you if I watch the All 22. They can tell you in real time.
Yeah, they can watch it and just see it right there. That's a special feeling.
And you're like,
feeling.
What just happened? How did they know that?
So that's your game day, doing pregame, watching with those guys, and doing post game, and then you'll come in here on Monday, and you and I will get to do our thing. On Sunday, I've been invited, and I'm going to the game as a fan without a media pass, just to hang.
And isn't the weather perfect for Sunday as 70, well?
73 and mostly sunny.
Oh, man.
Let's go. And this is as a result of my son having a well-connected friend, the Roopster. Ruben and his buddy Booker are going to be going to the game, along with Booker's dad, Dave, and Ruben's dad, me. The four of us are going. And then there was a fifth ticket, and Christine was invited. It was going to be Christine. And then because she is who she is, she said, you know, Mo would really want to go. This is my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law, who came up with the great idea of running backs getting the football tattooed on their arm.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
He's programmed a lot of great segments on the afternoon show.
He has. The brother-in-law. He's a huge Bears fan, so he gets to come. So it's going to be the five of us going, sitting in pretty good seats, I'm told, and like hanging at the game. And if you are tailgating and you've got a tailgate out there and you want us to come by and say hello and sample some of your delicious tailgate items, please feel free to tweet at me at Spiegs and Holmes or message me or whatever, because we're going to walk over early, man. We'll walk over the footbridge, see, probably on 18th Street,
dude,
and hang
this
out.
This is where you have got the catbird seat. Like, because of where you live.
Because I live across the street.
You literally live across the street from Soldier Field.
I know.
So you can just be like, oh, did I wake up at 11 o'clock? Guess what? I'll be in Soldier Field by 11:20.
Yeah, it's right. It's not an issue. I mean, the brother-in-law is going to come and park in our neighborhood, and then we'll all walk over to the footbridge and walk over. That should be delightful.
Is Christine a Bears fan? Because I know that she's crazy about the Cubs.
Yeah.
Is she crazy about the Bears, or can she, like, take it or leave it?
She used to be a crazy Bears fan, and then I ruined football for her for a while because, like, she would sit down to watch a game with me, and I'd be taking notes and tweeting, and she'd be like, this sucks. What are we doing here? And then,
oh, yeah, that part of it, yeah, that part is rough.
You know that life when it can
yeah. I mean, honestly, like, even when I was sitting there with Mai at the game, Mai Martinez from our sister station had an extra ticket, so she invited me along, and she's like, you're being really quiet. And I was like, I know, I'm taking all of this stuff in.
Oh, dude.
Like, this is like note-taking time.
I'm going to be the dorky guy sitting there taking notes on his phone. I'm going to make sure that I don't forget stuff. That's how I roll. Yeah. Years ago.
That's fair.
Years ago, me and Shep went to the first time Illinois played Northwestern at Wrigley Field when it was really effing cold. And I was sitting there taking notes most of the game. And I'll never forget, because a guy after, like, posted on a message board or something, like, Spiegel was just sitting there, and he was just looking at his phone the whole time. And I was like, yeah, I was taking notes.
Yeah, it's part of the gig.
It's my job.
Sometimes it's hard to do that because
I know.
And it honestly went into...
I don't remember without doing it, though. It doesn't stick for me most of the time.
Well, it went into my rubric on whether or not...
No, his name is Ruben. Ruben.
Oh, I like that guy. Yeah. He's all right. But I was trying to decide if... going to the game with Mai actually made sense for me to do.
Yeah, because it's work, man. Because you don't want to be socially rude while you're actually taking stuff in for work. It's a difficult, but that's the conversation.
And so I was like, okay, this is a good friend. You know, someone I lovingly refer to as my work wife, and she lovingly refers to herself as that. She made this offer. It's worth it for me to then spend 90 minutes going back and watching the game on the DVR.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I was like, I can take in all the things that I can take in and grasp everything of the, because I did want to experience the experience. And that was cool.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I need to experience the experience and the hang and the new food. Because Levy Concessions has taken over. There's new stuff. I know there's a bear claw shaped pretzel.
Yes.
Now. That intrigues me. I'm sure there are a ton of other new food items. I will report back breathlessly on everything that is taken in.
And it's such a different thing than for a football game of making the choices of when to go to the concession stand. Baseball game, like, you've got the rhythm of that down. You can figure out, oh, okay, my team's not up to bat. I'm going to go real quick to go grab something and get back. In a football game, it's harder because you don't want to go at, like, the designated times where
everybody's going.
Correct. Like, you want to get what you want to get, and then you want to get back to your seat. Uh-huh. So there's a lot to it, man. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, man. I'm excited for it, and I'm excited to hopefully see some fandom blossom for the Rubster in person.
Is he a football kid?
Not really. He's a soccer kid. He loves playing soccer, loves watching soccer. I remember one time years ago we were watching football, and he's like, Daddy, that's brutal what they're doing to each other. And I said, yes, every play, every single play.
Smart young man.
He's like looking at offensive linemen, throwing defensive linemen around and vice versa. He's like, they're mauling each other. I'm like, yep, they sure do.
Well, you don't have to worry if he's going to play that. So out the window.
That's definitely out the window. Might not have to worry if it's going to play much, be honest.
Mr. Tanny, please edit that. Thank you.
but maybe he gets the bug after going. Maybe he's like, maybe hey, he does. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? They might have a flag football game at halftime or something like that. And he's like,
he likes shoving people around. He really enjoys that.
That's what better place to do it than on the gridiron.
That's a really good place to do it.
It's legalized violence. You get to do that.
It's a fun outlet. That high Ruben voice. It's almost gone, man.
Oh.
It's almost gone. It's all happening. One day I know he's going to come home and there's going to be hair all over his face. And he's going, hi, Dad. It's nice to see you. How are you?
As he takes his football scholarship to USC or Rutgers.
I'm a little afraid of USC after hearing Dave Wanstead's recruiting stories about USC.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, hey, look. This, hey.
Let's hand off the boy to Marcus Allen. Have a good night.
Don't worry. OJ's not with us anymore. So.
And if Ruben wants to be Jesus Shuttlesworth, who's going to stand in his way? I say go for it.
That's true.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Speaks, I got to turn the page back a couple of pages.
No.
I know
lines.
We had turned the page.
Wednesday's around 3, we turn it forward.
I need to turn it back.
I know
two
you haven't
pages.
Been here a while. You want to turn it back 2 pages?
Yeah.
I don't think we have that technology.
Well, there's an expert on the 4th-and-goal play that I think we should hear from.
I already ripped out those pages of the book.
All right. Well, Robbie, take note. Put the pages back in the book so that we can turn back to them. Next on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Williams pitches it to Swift. Swift in trouble. Down he goes. And the Colts hold. The Colts offense got burned on an option play last week, and this week the Colts defense shuts down an option run.
Absolutely hate the play call. The play call is hard because when you get penetration in an option, it immediately forces the quarterback to be not a part of the play.
Well, Atiki, there was no edge over there. It was just a guard and tackle, and Indy already had 2 defenders outside, so it was completely, it was so easy for them to defend that play and get a guy on a guy.
That was a 12-yard lost. There I go.
Turn the backwards.
It's one.
All right, we need it one more time.
I don't know if we can do it another time. So I'm saying the technology might evade us.
That we can't turn the page backwards once more?
I don't think so.
All right, well, I'll do my best to look through the page to find.
There it is.
Oh, see, there it is.
I don't like it. It just feels unnatural.
The CBS broadcast crew did a great job of breaking that play down. Tiki Barber and Jason McCourty, right?
I think so, yes.
The booth with the twins, the two twins, and twins!
Yeah. There's another booth that has Devin McCourty and Rondé Barber, but that's not what we're talking
about. That's not what we're talking about this time at all.
There's another booth with some Plumleys and some Zellers as well, but that has nothing to do with what we're talking
about.
Not
a damn thing. So I figured we were done with this. We had dissected it. We had talked about it as a show, as a nation, all of those things. And then I ran across someone who would know, like really know, how that play is supposed to work. Speaks, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to make you feel better about the offense overall, okay?
Okay.
But here's Cam Newton breaking down that play.
Williams, I seen this play. Yeah, this is
quick football 101. Anytime you have an option, that's a read option, that's a zone read option, whatever. People just think option is just a pitch. Option is a decision. There's a decision that has to be made by a defender. Okay. RPOs, I'm making a decision off a damn defender. No matter what that defender does, he cannot be right. If he takes the pitch, I'm going to run. If he takes the run, I'm going to pitch. The person that he's supposed to be pitching off of is the end man on the line of scrimmage. Him, right there.
Okay.
This is an extremely hard block. There's a defender that's stacked close to on the outside edge of that defender right there. That's who the tackle has to go get.
So not the DN.
No, that's who you're pitching off of.
Yeah.
So if you play it, he's trying to get to that defender. Right? 70 never gets to the defender because the angles aren't in favor for a block to be had. So you know who we blame for that? The coach. That's not a good play call. This is not Caleb Williams' fault. This is not DeAndre Swift's fault. This is the play caller.
Not even O-line fault?
70 has to get to that guy who touches the line, the running back first. That's who he's trying to block. See, you think that Puka can get there as his big fat ass.
Yeah.
Understand, that's where you have double plays. I come to the line, set wide, easy. Hey, kill. Hey, alert. He can't block him. So then we have to get to another play. This ain't a good play call.
See, what's awesome about that is that when you're watching the video on IG, and you had sent it in our group chat, and so I was watching it here, if Braxton Jones was able to block that D end, then Caleb is just running option against the one guy on the outside who's there, who runs up, the linebacker. Then Caleb can make a choice based on what that guy does. And that's what the design is to get Caleb essentially one-on-one with a decision maker like that and let Caleb make a choice. They didn't even get there because Braxton can't block his man because the setup isn't right.
Now Caleb had said, you know, if I would have gotten us out of the huddle faster, then I probably could have changed the play. Shane Waldron talked about him having that freedom too and that they needed to work on all the stuff that happens before the team breaks the huddle to make that a cleaner operation so that it can be done. I just know, like, there's a lot of things about football that Cam Newton really knows, like, intimately. And that play, I'm sure he was like, what? Like, what are they asking them to do? And he's right about the defender can't be right. It's the whole concept of the conflict defender, of making the defender go, wait, what am I supposed to do? Oh, and that's what you're supposed to read off of. But if the play is designed in such a way where your tackle can't get to where you need him to get to, then it's a play that's going to fail the entire time.
That was an incredible explanation by a guy who knows. If you're listening to this radio show, good job by you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Sincerely.
If you have friends who want to learn more about football, tell them to listen, because right there you got that from Cam that you brought. Olin Krutz, earlier in the hour, educated us on inside zone versus outside zone run schemes and what plays go with it in terms of pairing.
So did Matt Bowen.
And so did Matt Bowen at 240. And like the effect that it has on defense. My God, I've gotten smarter today. And if you're not careful, listeners, you just might learn something. Because there was some stuff in there. I mean, Olin basically telling us that you see the zone read quarterback run, it pairs with the inside zone running that they were doing last week more often. That's why you saw more of the zone reads. And Caleb's got to keep sometimes to keep those inside zone run plays honest. Makes all the sense in the world. And this stuff right here from Cam is great.
Shout out to Cam, who I think if he really wanted to do this outside of his own forum, and I get it. Look, I totally get you building your own brand and your own YouTube page. I feel like Cam should be on somebody's show. When we're talking about the football, man, he's so damn good at it. And I've had a long off mic conversation with him about football. He's really impressive. And seeing him break that down and making it easy for anyone. You don't have to have been a football savant or guy who covered the league or any of that stuff to understand what he explained to you.
Yeah.
That's a good analyst.
Yeah, you just got to talk about it in terms of what the specific assignments are and point out where the issues are.
You think that can get there as his big fat ass?
See, that's just not fair. I mean, that's not fair to Braxton Jones at all. But it is the nature of the position. It reminds me of what Mark Schlereth had said to us a couple weeks ago in this slot when he's like, the offensive line needs good coaching. We have the worst athletic matchup on the football field. We are fat and slow, and we're going against incredibly fast, great athletes. You have to help us with your scheme, damn it.
Love Mark Schlereth. He's better than you, and he knows it. He's Mr. Globo Jim. You better get it right. Bears report. Bears hit. Two words. Mark Grody, next on The Score. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.